Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Greg Matzek.
Pair of lefties on the mound tonight in St. Louis. Wade Miley of the Brewers, Jordan Montgomery of the Cardinals. The Brewers were able to get off and running in the first inning after an Owen Miller double to lead the game off. Willy Adames, two batters later, drove him in.
And here's the 3-2. And Adames, high drive out to right center field. This is going to plug the gap. One hop the wall and actually hop up over the wall for an automatic double. So Miller will score, and Adames will trade places with him, and the Brewers on the board. It's 1-0 Crew.
Yeah, just three batters into the game, the Brewers had the lead. The Cardinals would tie it, however, in their half.
And the pitch, a high fly ball, deep left field. It is gone. Arenado homers again. Fifth straight game with a home run, his eighth of the season.
Yeah, you heard Lane mention it. Quite a tear for Nolan Arenado, who is on quite a hot streak. Maybe the hottest hitter in baseball. His career high of consecutive games with a homer is six. We hope he does not achieve that total tomorrow. Brendan Donovan hit a go-ahead single for the Cardinals. They took a 2-1 lead in the fourth inning. By that time, Wade Miley, Brewer starter, was out of the game. Left the game after just 22 pitches due to a lat strain. Hopefully he can avoid the injured list. However, I wouldn't think it's likely. Joey Weimer put the Brewers back in position in the fifth.
First offering. Hard hit ball out to center. Going back is Nootbaar. Onto the warning track. To the wall. Gone! Joey Weimer backspins one out of here to center. And the Brewers have tied it at two.
Got an impressive start to the season for Joey Weimer against lefties. He's hitting over 300. Third home run of the year comes in the fifth inning to tie the game at two. Cardinals had a chance in their half of the fifth inning. Yoel Piamps on to work for the Brewers. He was able to strike out Paul Goldschmidt, and after walking Wilson Contreras, he was able to get Nolan Arenado with a strikeout swinging. That ended the inning, and it ended the Cardinals' threat. The Brewers were able to take the lead in their half of the sixth.
And the first pitch to him, high fly ball, center field. Nootbaar retreating onto the warning track at the wall, and it is gone! Brian Anderson gives the Brewers a 3-2 lead.
And the score would hold. The Cardinals threatened again in the eighth inning. Peter Strzelecki allowed a walk and a single after recording it out, so it was first and third with one out. Craig Counsell pulled Strzelecki for Devin Williams. Williams was able to strike out Donovan looking thanks to two strikes at the top of the zone, all fastballs against Donovan. Second and third with two out, Alec Burleson pinch hitting forces a lazy ground ball to snuff out the Cardinals' flame. Williams throws six pitches to get out of the eighth. He came back to work the ninth, and it looked like the game was over.
And the 1-2. A line drive to center. Back goes Weimer. He's there. Oh, it gets off of his glove and all the way to the wall. Contreras turns first, and he slides into second with a two-out double.
That gave the Cardinals life. Contreras on second. Nolan Arenado at the plate. He was intentionally walked. First and second, two out, Paul DeJong at the plate.
A one pitch is a ground ball to third, fielded by Anderson, steps on the bag, and this ball game is over.
3-2 the final, nine hits for the Crew, 7-4 the Cardinals. Game three of the series tomorrow with Corbin Burnes on the mound. We'll wrap up the program with some final thoughts after this on WTMJ.